It's Tuesday, April 16, 2024.
We really are running out of time.
Record ocean heat is now bleaching coral reefs around the world. Biden raises royalties to drill and mine on public lands, the first update in a century. Plus,
it just doesn't seem to be letting up, and we still don't know what the cause is.
Bizarre fish behavior is a marine mystery in Florida.
All of those mysteries and more straight ahead. From BradBlog.com, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Well, we'll see what happens. Next week, I think we're going to defend the freedom to own the right kinds of appliances.
Thank you for your bravery, Congressman Warren Davidson of Ohio. This is your Green News Report.
I'm gonna soak up the sun.
Okay, Desi Doyen, so the Republicans are really going to be defending the freedom to own the right kind of appliances?
Well, they were. House Republicans were planning what they called Appliance Week, their war on woke appliances, with hearings attacking the Biden administration's efforts to save consumers money on their energy costs by upgrading energy efficiency standards for household appliances.
They're against that.
They are. They were going to bring out the Liberty Laundry Act, the Refrigerator Freedom Act, the Clothes Dryer Reliability Act, and the Stop Unaffordable Dishwasher Standards Act.
Well, I'm glad there's nothing else going on of note that we would need Congress to do.
Yeah, and they've dropped it now.
What?
So, yes, sad.
So they've decided to do things that actually matter, like maybe fund our allies in Ukraine?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Well, we'll see. What else you got for us today?
Well, our top story, record ocean temperatures are pushing the world's coral reefs to the brink. Corals are bleaching and dying around the world, scientists say, due to a months-long ocean heat wave driven by man-made global warming. Scientists with NOAA and the International Coral Reef Initiative confirmed the world is now seeing its fourth global coral bleaching event with mass coral stress across the Atlantic, Pacific, and Indian Oceans.
Not good.
Bleaching occurs when stressed corals expel their colorful symbiotic algae. And it matters because life-sustaining coral reefs are nurseries for marine species and generate trillions of dollars in revenue annually. For Australia's Great Barrier Reef, it is the fifth mass bleaching event in just 8 years. Marine biologist Dr. Selena Ward, in a BBC interview, says corals can recover, but they will die in repeated bleach events, threatening the ocean food web.
I can't help but wonder what it's going to take for the right decisions to be made. We really are running out of time. We need to reduce our emissions immediately. We cannot expect to save the Great Barrier Reef and to be opening new fossil fuel developments, whether they be coal or gas.
Off the coast of Florida, scientists are alarmed at the bizarre behavior of fish that could be linked to the ocean's heat. At least 70 different species of fish in Florida have been observed spinning and behaving erratically. Critically endangered sawfish have suffered the highest mortality over just the last few weeks. Huh. State and federal scientists still have not identified the cause. Leading theories include toxic algae blooms and record ocean temperatures.
Wow. Oh, scary.
But some better news.
Yes, please.
Innovation in Indiana. Construction is now underway on a pilot project to test new technology developed by Purdue University, a highway that can wirelessly charge electric vehicles as they drive on it.
Cool.
The primary goal is to help electrify long-haul trucks that take longer to charge due to their size.
Let's get it done, please.
The Biden administration has released another tranche of funding from the 2021 infrastructure law. $830 million in new grants across 37 states to harden transportation infrastructure for resilience against extreme weather impacts turbocharged by man-made climate change. And finally, big news, the Biden administration late last week hiked the cost of oil drilling on the public's lands, raising royalty rates that fossil fuel companies pay to the government to drill and mine. It's the first increase since 1920. The new rules also increased by tenfold the bond that companies must secure before they can drill to ensure they pay their cleanup costs.
Good.
That is the first update in 60 years. The fossil fossil fuel industry says higher rates will harm the economy, but the administration says the modernized rules bring federal rates up to what states and private landowners are already charging for drilling leases. And they reflect the actual environmental costs of drilling and mining.
So it's the same price they're paying when they drill on private lands. Now they're complaining because they're being charged that amount to drill on public lands.
Yes. The U.S. is now the world's number one producer of oil, so the increases will generate more revenue for taxpayers and help to clean up more than 3 million abandoned oil and gas wells on the public's lands.
Well, that sounds terrible. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.brandblog.com. I'm Brand Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
This land was made for you and me. This land is yours.